January 23rd, 1908. Jesus never goes to the soul uselessly. Temporizing gives time and space to the enemies to wage battle. As M came, he told me that in these comings of our Lord, I did not deserve anything, and that I only deserved something when I practiced the virtues. And he also told me to pray for certain needs of his. Then, during the course of the day, I was concerned about what I heard, and in order to snap out of it, I said to myself, "My adorable good, you know that I have never cared about merits, but only about loving you. It seems that they want to make me a servant in your house, as if I cared about gains. No, I don't want to be servant, but daughter. Even more, you, my beloved, and I, yours." But in spite of this, that thought would come back very often. Now, as I found myself in my usual state, my blessed Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, M did not tell you the truth, because when I go to a soul, I never go uselessly, but I always bring her some usefulness. Now I speak to her about virtues. Now I correct her. Now I communicate my duty to her, in such a way that all other things appear ugly to her, and many other things. And even if I did not say anything to her, it is certain that love develops more in the soul. And the more she loves me, the more I come to love her in return. And the merits of love are so great, noble, and divine, that compared to other merits, those could be called lead, and these pure gold. Besides, he himself came, and indeed, he did not come like a statue. He tried to say some words, and to do some good to you, though as a creature. And then I, who am the creator, would do useless things?" At that moment, I remembered the needs that M had told me, and I prayed our Lord to answer him. In the meantime, I seemed to see him with a silver-colored garment. A black veil descended from his head, covering part of his eyes, and this veil seemed to communicate itself to another person who was behind him. I could not understand anything of this, and Blessed Jesus told me, "The silver-colored garment that you see on him is his purity in operating, and the black veil is the human that he mixes with it. This human that he mixes is like a veil which, covering the light of truth that shines in his mind, sometimes makes him act with fear or to content someone else, and not according to the truth which my grace makes shine in his mind. And I, Lord, grant him what he told me, for it is something that regards your glory very much." And he, "For an irresolute soul, temporizing gives time and space to the enemies to wage battle, while by not giving them time, and by showing oneself resolute and unshakable, the doors are closed to the enemies, and one has the good of not even exposing oneself to the brawl. So, if he wants to reach his goal quickly, these are the means, and I will be with him, and he will be victorious. And then, the very ones who are most opposed to him will be the most supportive, and will admire him the most, seeing that He has undone their human views.